Mandy,
Katie.
this is the first time I believe. Well, first of all, we're totally unhinged because I'm in a bathing suit and you're having an
Excuse me.
adult beverage.
Listen, I just drove on 30A, in the area. I did drive on 30A too. And I had to come back and mix myself a cold drink at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Do I still have work that I have to do? Yes, I do.
I love it. You're self-employed. Just take it up with HR.
Exactly. I
Right.
result in a strongly worded email to myself, but it was necessary.
Oh Lord, Mandy, what a week. What a week it has
Let
been.
me just tell you real quick before you get started.
Yeah.
I was going to my virtual office, which is a 12-minute drive.
Yes.
I added in a padded of 20 extra minutes for my 12-minute drive. So I left 35 minutes before I needed to be there.
Uh-oh. How
Some
late were
Yahoo had
you?
run out of gas. So that was first thing. If you're
Man.
my Instagram friend, you can watch a live
Yeah.
Insta story of it happening, of me
And let
yelling,
me
"The
just
weather!"
say, Mandy is the best Instagram follow out there. So if you're not following her on an individual basis, you should be. The rant that I heard today on Instagram was the best.
So that started it off, but then I made it, and it, was pushing it. My office is in Green Boulevard. If you're familiar with Green Boulevard at all, it's a shopping center. And I'm the dumbass that planned a will signing for July 3rd in Green Boulevard. I take full responsibility for that. But the parking was a little suspect, and so I'm behind this guy from Mississippi, and trolling for parking places, and he sees a parking space and he goes to back in, which
Oh.
negative 3,000 points immediately. If you're
Oh.
going back in your parking space, negative 3,000 points immediately. But
Oh.
then let me tell you what I'm not going to do. If you go back in that parking space, boy, you better back in that parking space in one fell swoop. Because if you don't, if you think I'm going to politely sit behind you while you're parking your big ass SUV on vacation and I'm trying to go to work
Yeah.
while you execute your 10-point turn,
10-point turn.
negative, it ain't happening, Joker. I'm pulling around you. So I pulled
Yeah.
around, which I don't think is bad. He honked his horn at me.
Oh, stop.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to think again. That is not acceptable behavior. So then I'm planning the whole time I'm parking, I'm planning what I'm gonna say when we encounter each other outside of the car. But listen, here's what happened. I pulled beyond him, I pulled into my parking space, I got my work bag out of my car and put it on my shoulder and walked past his SUV before he had even finished parking his
Parking.
car.
If you can't drive it, don't get it.
Oh my God. Anyway, okay. So yeah, that's why I have a
I love it.
Aperol Spritz. How y'all doing?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
What's going on
Well, I
back
am
here?
at Lake Notley, which is right by the Tennessee border of Georgia. It's on the Georgia side, but it's a TVA lake. It's a beautiful lake. I think we've talked about it before. So I'm back up here for the week and with my friends who are family, and they are so kind to have me back up here. But this day, today, we're recording on Wednesday, is
July
the
3rd.
80th anniversary of my grandfather's capture in World War II. So I'm a little sentimental today as well. And if you haven't watched Masters of the Air, we've talked about it on here, but if you haven't watched it, then you definitely should. If you have watched it, then you kind of know the story already because it's so similar to what he went through. It was, I admit it freely without shame, I cried like a baby the entire time. But on July 3rd, 1944, my grandfather was shot down from, he was a tail gunner and a B-25. And he was the tail gunner because he was so small. Shocker, he was short like everyone else in my family. And so he fit in the tail of the B-25. And he couldn't wear his parachute and be in the tail of the gun because it was just too tight back there. And so there was a big hole in the bottom of the plane, and he kept reaching for that parachute, and it would get closer and closer to the hole in the bottom of the plane. And he says it was like a Hollywood moment. He grabbed it right before it fell out and was able to put it on and then jump out. And it's
so he knew, like, he was reaching for it when he knew he had to jump out.
Yeah. Yeah. They had been hit, and the pilot, we have a copy of an eyewitness report that we've gotten since Morris passed away. I mean, my brother found it, and I'm just so thankful for that.
Okay, you say his name Morris, but you spell it Maurice.
Yes, that is true. So, Yes, that's the way his mama did it, so that's the way we do it.
Okay.
Morris Byron Wynn Jr. And so the miracles that happened that day are the reason that I'm here. You know, and he would tell you, and I believe he was a hero 100%, but he would tell you that the pilot is the one that was the hero. And he's the one, the eyewitness account even talks about how the pilot flew the plane well enough, even after being hit so badly, that everyone else could jump out and survive that was still alive. And they were able to do that. And he died with the plane, and he had a wife and a child. And so, you know, just those heroes are the ones that I think about anyway, on days like today and tomorrow. But I'm just always a little extra tender on July 3rd for my grandfather. So he was shot down July 3rd. He spent the night in a field in Italy. And then the next morning was captured, and he was taken in to the Nazi offices in Italy. And it's a heroic story, and the reality of it's terrible. But my favorite part of the story is that he walked into the Nazi officers' headquarters and was presented as a prisoner of war. And he said the guy in perfect English looked at him and on July 4th, 1944, and said, "Happy Independence Day." I know, right? And so from then he was in a POW camp in Italy. And then just like in Masters of the Air, he was taken from his original location into Germany and held captive there, and then was liberated by Patton's army 9 months later in 1945. So he spent 9 months of his life in a prisoner of war camp, the aftermath of which was terrible. So it's just days like today and tomorrow really just pull at my heartstrings. So I am so proud to be his granddaughter. I'm so thankful that I get to share part of him with you, because I literally would not be here if that day had gone any differently. And I'm trying not to cry now, because it's just the things that he went through we'll never know fully. And I'm just so proud.
Yeah.
I'm so proud to be able to say I'm his granddaughter.
Yeah, y'all should definitely watch Masters of the Air, because that's what Katie's describing is exactly what they depicted. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I wept the entire, I was like, this is a story. This is his story. This is crazy. Even though it was a different squad that they followed, and it was a different kind of airplane, it was the same basic story. So it is just, it's a beautiful day. And I'm so thankful to be with family friends who are like family today. And they're just making today beautiful. So thank you to Morris and all the people that are serving still this week. You know, Independence Day is such a big holiday for our country, but we have so many people that we can be thankful for. So anyway, that's Morris's story, and watch Masters of the Air and you can see it live and in person.
Yeah. I mean, I love dramas a whole lot more than I love comedies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love all those, you know, Band of Brothers and the Pacific and Masters of the Air, like all those, and Saving Private Ryan. I mean, it just gives you such an appreciation for that generation.
Yeah.
And just the thought of the thing. I mean, the thought of being in an airplane and getting shot down, and like, I wouldn't even go skydiving. And, you know, here they are doing it. It really does boggle the mind.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a great man.
And all the women who, you know, were back home doing all the things by themselves.
All the things.
Because all the men were, you know.
Yeah.
Deployed.
And he even talks about, like, when before he was captured, you know, he was stationed in Italy for a long time, and all the nurses that were over there that, you know, helped save men's lives. And, you know, the women's stories are definitely not what we looked toward originally in those kind of places, but that are definitely so important, that kept so many people alive.
We'll actually be circling back around to that later in my favorites.
Oh, good, good, good. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Y'all.
So I got up here yesterday, and not everybody's up here quite yet. But I'm not, you know, I live by myself, as do you. I'm not used to having teenage boys in the house.
Listen.
Look, I love them. They're sweet as pie, and they are oblivious to most things, including apparently hygiene.
Oh my God.
So last night we forced one of the boys to brush his teeth for the first time in 2 weeks. Like, we had to make sure he did the front, the back, and the top of the teeth, the top, you know, tongue. Like, we had to walk him through it.
Oh, God.
And then we let him, it's not me. I'm just observing this craziness. But the boys bathed in the lake last night, which is fine. This is not like a Georgia Power Lake. This is a very clear, I would bathe in the lake. I mean, it's a great lake. But one of them, and, you know, told us his normal shower routine was just to wash his hair and then let the suds just run down him, and he thought that was enough.
Well, you know, there is a big debate about this in general.
Right.
Like, whether you wash your legs or not. Like, right. Dax and Monica on Armchair right. Expert had this conversation because she was talking about her legs being dry. And Dax said, well, do you wash them every time you shower? And she was like, well, yes. And he was like, well, no, that's the problem. You're washing all the oils off of your body. And then when they were interviewing, I can't remember if they were interviewing both Ashton and Mila together or if it was just Ashton, but they somehow or another, they brought this up in that interview. And Ashton, I think it may have been the two of them together, because the headline was that neither of them wash their legs either. And so it became a headline, like in People magazine, that you know, they don't bathe their bodies. And then it became a big thing. Are you familiar with Black Twitter?
I've heard about it. Yes. Not on it.
It's hysterical. Well, you, I mean, if you're on Twitter and you follow someone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's hysterical. Just the cultural differences. Yes. And Black Twitter is like, I don't know what is wrong with you nasty white people. Yes, well, you bathe yourself. But yeah. Then Dr. Monica came up with, what do they call it? They have an acronym for it, but basically, are the children still in the room?
No, the children are not around.
Tits, pits, slits, and dicks.
Right. So that was what I was most concerned about, was undercarriages and pits. Like, and the boys were so cute. They were like, well, I don't wash my elbow pits, but I wash my armpits. I was like, elbow pits. And they were like, but our knee pits are not as important. I was like, knee pits? Like, what are we doing? Apparently they do get the undercarriage. So there's a little bit of hope, but like, I was like, what are y'all doing? And they were like, well, we don't, you know, sometimes we don't bathe for like 2 or 3 days. I'm like, I mean, if you're not doing anything, but like, if you're out at the lake, I need you to like brush your teeth and bathe. And one of them looked at my friend Becky and he said, you brush your teeth more than once a day? Okay, so it's just been eye-opening. I'm going to say it's been eye-opening.
I will say the nephew has always done okay with personal hygiene.
Yeah.
But when we were in Philly, we were requested to bring them some water ice. And so Julie and I went and picked it up and then took it to their hotel. And he's like, come look at our room.
Mm-mm.
Y'all, I could have done without that.
Well, the other end of the spectrum is one of the other children up here wants to smell good for the ladies. And right. So we either smell like you can smell them like 10 minutes before they get to you,
right.
Or
right.
You can back smell body, them.
Yeah. Axe body spray or boy.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's been fun. But they're very, very kind to have me up here, and I'm just so thankful. And they love me, and they're sweet, and I give them a hard time and pick on them, and, you know, we have a great time, but it's like, nobody.
Listen.
Let's talk about this.
No, I get it.
It's just not what I'm used to.
Will went to Ireland on a senior trip after graduation and wanted to share all the videos they took while in Ireland. And I was finally like, you know, I really don't need to see any more. Thank you.
Done.
I don't need to know. There's nothing scarier to me than a teenage boy.
I know, right?
I am almost 50 years old and I can still say affirmatively, nothing is scarier than a teenage boy. Nothing. They make no sense to me. None.
Mm-mm. Nope.
None. I love them. Yeah, I love them, but golly. Yep.
And I'm not sure why mullets are still in. Can we just also say that? Why are they still a thing?
At this point, I would take a mullet over the alpaca heads.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I mean, we were sitting behind him at orientation last week. And did y'all talk about getting spot in the head when you were growing up?
Yeah.
That's what, you know, like where your bangs would get butt cut and somebody'd be like, you got spot.
Yep.
Your palm to your forehead sort of thing. That's what the back of his head looks like. He got spot in the back of the head. I'm worried he's going to like develop a bald spot early because it looks like he already has one. Because he literally brushes all of his hair forward and to the sides.
He's just getting ready to do the comb over.
Oh my God.
It's the young man's comb over.
It's, and you know, he's not alone.
I know. The girls apparently like it.
I'm not sure they do.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But it's a thing.
He did send me a meme this week. Wasn't a meme, but it was like a video on Instagram that was like, why? And it was filming a lady like sitting at Cracker Barrel, you know, white hair, you know, typical older lady's hairdo. And it says, why does this kid's hair look exactly like his grandma's?
So, seriously. I
mean, he does see the humor in it. But
yeah, I love it. I love it. I won't do anything about it, but he sees the humor. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, Mandy, what's been going on in your world this week?
Other than getting honked at.
Look.
I can't with the backing in the parking space.
No.
My world has been watched some Olympics. Well.
Yes.
Watched Olympics, didn't listen to it.
Right.
I had two books that were due right after each other back on Libby. And I was trying to get them both done before they got turned in because I had waited for months to be able to get them, so I knew I wasn't gonna be able to renew them.
Yeah.
So I literally had baseball or the Olympics on the TV, but I was listening to my books all day Sunday. And read two books, and then Susie's air conditioner went out. My best friend Susie, who lives down here, she texted me late Sunday. It was like, I may have to come over tomorrow. My air conditioner's out. And I was like, come over right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's not that bad. But, you know, I may have to come spend the night tomorrow night. And I was like, come over now or, you know, whenever. So sure enough, that morning I was like, is it still out? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, get your ass over here. And she's like, I'm on my way. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
So that was just a riot because I was like, you take my desk, I'll work on my bed, because let's be honest, that's where I work 50% of the time anyway.
Amen.
But then I told her, I was like, I got to get my bills out, because it's the first of the month. And I said, there's two I really need to get done. She's like, well, don't come talk to me anymore until you have those done. And y'all, literally would not let me do anything. Like, I started telling her some stories. She's like, stop it. You're procrastinating.
Cracking that whip.
It's hysterical.
I love it. We all need a little Susie in our life.
Right? I was like, I'm going to come over to your house now. From here on out, that'll be my office.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so Gracie, our friend Gracie, who I will be keeping tomorrow and Friday, and Susie were here. So that was an adventure.
And let me tell you, that was my favorite part of it, was the picture. I'm telling you, if you don't follow Mandy on Instagram, you should. Because the picture that she put on there, video, maybe it was a video or whatever it was Gracie sitting there Queen of all that she surveys, looking like she was telling everybody what to do. It was hilarious.
She was. That's
my
what
favorite.
She did. But yeah, no, and then I did, we didn't talk about Taylor and Travis last
week. We didn't.
Week.
I thought about that when we got off. I was like, oh my gosh, we missed a whole big thing.
The London shows, which was fun and fun
it was
to
fun.
Distract yourself with. But then I saw, y'all, he showed up in Dublin.
He did.
And Julia Roberts was in the tent. And when I tell you she was all of us, she was every Gen Xer talking to Travis Kelce.
Yes.
She was running her fingernails on his chest. Just, I mean, she was all of us talking to Travis Kelce. And I saw somebody that, like, there's somebody on TikTok. It's like a blind girl who, or not blind, deaf girl who can read lips. A blind girl who can read
can
lips.
Read lips. That would be very talent.
Deaf girl who can read lips. She was saying that, you know, I think what Julia said was something about, I just genuinely love your love.
Yeah, me too. Thanks,
right?
Julia, for letting them know.
I mean, Julia, it was all of us. It was every single one of us. It was so funny. Her whole approach, the way she acted, it was just
She's
every
a Georgia girl at heart. We are all just like that.
She was standing in for us. It was
I
great.
Love it. Thanks, great. Julia.
Yeah. But no, so the Olympics were exciting. We got the gymnastics teams named. Katie kept texting me about the men's. I wasn't watching any of the men's, but she kept texting me about the kid with the glasses.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I finally was like, how does he do gymnastics with those glasses on?
He takes them off. He does it blind.
Y'all, he should win a gold medal just for making the Olympic team blind.
Yeah. I mean, Mandy and I both wear glasses. And I can see without my glasses. I can't really read well, but like this kid's glasses are like the thickness that I had when I was cross-eyed. I mean, they are thick glasses. He is legitimately blind without them. And that sucker takes them off and does amazing feats of acrobatic activities. I mean, it's the craziest thing. And he made it. A friend of mine said he looks like, or maybe it was you, said he looks like the engineer, the computer engineer from like The Office. I mean, like, he's just the biggest nerd-tastic, nerdalicious fella. And he's this fantastic gymnast. So I'm so excited he's going. He's my favorite.
The thought of taking off my glasses and like walking to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, no, he was doing
is
rings and
dangerous.
Pommel horse.
Vaulting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Vaulting?
Yeah.
How can you tell when you're at the vault?
I don't know. His specialty is Pommel horse, and he did a great job, and he's a great addition to the team, but he does it blind.
That's just like, he should get plus 10 points.
I know.
Added to his difficulty score.
He's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And then the women, again, it was very funny. I was just watching. I wasn't listening. And so I'm like, Katie, who's that concrete block?
I know. That was my favorite message of the whole night. She called a sweet little Jaden. They all start with J names. Jaden Richardson. She's like, that is a concrete block. And she is, y'all. She is built solid.
And she was, I think I noticed it on she was doing her floor routine. She's just flipping and spinning and lousy.
Yeah.
Lousy.
Yeah. It's going to be a great team. I think the Chinese, of course, will be a big powerhouse. They're much better on the beam than we are because they're all actually 10 years old and not legal to be doing this, but whatever. But the beam was giving Mandy and I pause the other night. I hate the beam because it makes me anxious. But we could literally field two full teams of United States gymnasts and win gold and silver. I mean, like, they're so many options. So all the girls that didn't make it still are wonderful gymnasts. And it was just amazing to watch.
We had a rash of injuries. Two of our top you know, two of the favorites to make the
Yes.
team.
Like
One
night
was
of.
Achilles.
Night of. Oh.
The first event, she ruptured her Achilles.
Yes.
And then another girl, was it her shoulder? I
Yeah, I
can't
think it was
remember.
her shoulder or
Or
her
maybe she had a
ankle.
shoulder before and then she
Yeah,
hurt
she re-hurt
her.
it something.
Yeah. So,
It's
but
crazy.
I can remember growing up watching Olympics, watching gymnastics, and being nervous, you
Yeah.
know, 98% of the time.
Yeah.
And watching these girls, they're just freaking solid.
Yeah.
They're just solid.
The second night, Simone Biles on the floor jumped and did a flip in the air upside down 12 feet in the air. She's 4'8".
Yeah, if y'all hadn't seen that graphic on Instagram where they like are comparing her to basketball
Yes.
players,
Yeah.
it's wild. It's wild. And you know, so it's like, you know, when you go to a high school musical
Yeah.
and there's the like one kid who,
Yep.
when they come out on the stage, you're just comfortable. You're not worried about what's gonna happen. They own
Yep.
it, they get it.
Yeah.
But you know, that's how Simone's always been.
It's crazy.
But now it's like the majority of our team. Like, I hope I'm not jinxing them. Everybody knock on wood right now. Find some wood, knock on it.
I got plenty of it.
But they're just like, I just didn't, like, every time somebody came out, I was like, who is that? And my God, they
Yeah.
just freaking nailed it.
And the girl that got the fifth spot, so the first four spots were taken by people that were in Tokyo, and they're still fantastic. So I'm so excited. Auburn girl, Suni Lee's in it, despite her two different kinds of kidney disease that she's overcome in the last year. Jordan Chiles, Simone Biles, and Jaden. And but the fifth spot is a girl, y'all, she's like 16.
So I will say, I've been on Twitter, and gymnastics Twitter is a little nasty.
Oh, I'm sure. Very
And
judgy.
there are a lot of people here that, first of all, like looking down their nose at people who only tune into gymnastics every 4 years. Well, listen, that's not the way to grow your sport.
Nope.
But apparently, everybody pull up a chair. Apparently, there is a little bit of like, I don't know, scandal is probably a little too strong a
Yeah.
word, but what's the young kid's name? The 16-year-old girl?
Her last name starts with an H.
Hernandez.
Something like that, yeah.
And her first name is something interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, apparently her dad has had a little bit of drama around him. Like there was a, apparently he did an interview, maybe with Sports Illustrated, and he was talking about how he purposely moved her to a different gym. And I think his point was he moved her to a different gym because he knew she was good and he wanted her to be challenged.
Yeah.
But I don't think he communicated that
Oh.
in a good way. And he may be a scumbag, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the way he communicated it came off sort of scumbaggy. So anyway, there's this like drama on gymnastics Twitter about whether like can we not focus on her
I was
instead of
about to
her
say.
dad? Like let's focus on her instead of NBC. NBC, quit showing her dad.
Yes.
Show her.
Yeah.
What's sort of there for?
You literally can't. You can't help who your parents are.
Right.
And
But now.
she's really good. I think she lives in Spring, Texas, which is where Simone and the rest of them are. And that happens all the time. This is not the first time that that's happened.
Yeah. And like I don't take a stand on it. I don't know the man at all.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
just
yeah.
signed for the first time on Saturday. But yeah, and so part of me is like I love like Allie Raisman's parents years
Yes.
ago. Like it reminded me so
I
much
love
of my
that.
mother at a swim meet or a gymnastics meet because
Yeah.
my sister's a gymnast. So I love watching the parents, but then I'm also like, well, if he's a shithead, then yeah, let's show
It's
her,
not
not
showing.
him.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to keep y'all tuned in, y'all can
Yes.
know what to look for and make your own decision.
Yes. I was a little surprised at that pick. I mean, they could have gone to a bunch of people. I thought Concrete Block on the second night did such a good job that they were going to give it to her, but she's an alternate. She'll still be in Paris. So, I mean, I'm not, they could have picked any of those girls and they would have been great. I think If Simone does retire and some of these other girls do retire before LA, that we're set. Because they were all, the rest of the all people that could have gotten that last spot are so young. So they're going to be around for a while. So those are still names to remember. So Leanne Wong, I think, was the other one that I thought would fill that spot very well too. So all and good things.
And the two girls that got hurt.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how old they were, but.
They're all young.
But my other favorite thing that I discovered, yes, is there's a therapy dog. He was just, I think he's actually an Olympic therapy dog, not just the gymnastics therapy.
Oh, okay.
Dog. But he was at the gymnastics trials. His name is Beacon, and he is a golden retriever.
I thought it was Ben the golden retriever when I first saw him. I was like, yeah. Is ESPN doing the coverage for the Olympics now? But it's so sweet.
He's a little more toasted than Ben.
That's, he is.
I saw a meme recently about your different levels of toasting on your golden retriever. And Beacon's a little more toasted than Ben.
He is more
But Beacon was just the cutest.
The cutest.
And if you've ever loved a golden, like, just to see them, like, they are just, my friend Christina has goldens, and she had Lula, and Lula was the type of golden where they would be out on a walk, and if Lula wanted to go speak to somebody, she would just lie down in the middle of the sidewalk or the road and refuse to move, to the point where Christina would have to pick her up. Now, Christina and Lula weighed about the same amount,
right? I love that.
So when I see golden, and that's just a personality trait, yeah, of a golden. And so now every time I see it, I just, oh. And Lulu would literally, like, roll into your lap. I just love a golden.
I love a golden.
Beacon is just doing golden things.
And I think they're going to Paris, is what
Surely.
I saw. I think so. Sure. So that'll be good. I saw, and I don't know if Beacon is a girl or a boy. I think a boy, maybe. Anyway, but he was playing on the floor after the competition was over with the tennis ball, and it was so cute.
Yeah, very cute. Yeah, all for it.
Yep.
All for it.
Yay, we're getting closer.
Yeah, we are.
We're getting closer.
We are. Jinx. All right, Katie, well, you're going to tell us about some food.
I am. I didn't really have anything because I hadn't been cooking a lot lately, but last night, let me tell you. Last night we had the best thing for dinner. It was so good. It was so easy. It was delicious. And I have decided I'm going to overcome one of my self-doubt. I wouldn't call it a fear. I'm not afraid of bread, but I have self-doubt about making bread to be able to make this at home. But we had French dip sandwiches that were so easy and so delicious in the crock pot. This is how easy it is. You put a chuck roast and you put some A1 on top of it. Doesn't have to be a lot. And you cook it.
Done.
And then once it's done, you take the chuck roast out and you shred the meat. And then in the juice that's left in the crock pot, you add one of those dry packages of au jus mix. And you stir it up and that's your dipping sauce.
Nice.
Look, that's it. So we got, we took the buns and we put provolone and the French dip stuff. If it had been me at home, I probably would have added maybe some banana pepper. Some banana peppers would have been really good. But really, just the meat, the cheese, and the bread was delicious. What made it so special was these homemade hoagie rolls. And they have yeast in them. Y'all know how I feel about yeast. I don't do well with yeast. I kill it or whatever I do. It never works for me. But I'm telling you, these things were delicious. And they were warm right out of the oven. It was just perfect. And so I'm going to try them myself at home. I have linked the recipe that she used, but you can go on Pinterest and find 5,000 different versions of this. So this is what she used last night. I was just blown away. It was so good.
I love that. That's very easy. Have you ever done the Mississippi pot roast?
I have.
I was just thinking you said that about banana peppers.
Yes. And there's also a version. So the same place, what's the company that does the banana peppers? They do pickles and all the things. They also do a Vidalia onion, pickled onion. And I do those. It's called a Georgia pot roast. And I found it somewhere. And instead of the banana peppers, you do those. So it's sweet and salty. And that's good too. Nice. And that would be good on these hoagie rolls. But I'm telling you, the hoagie rolls made it.
Okay.
They were so good. I'm going to try it. I told Sharon last night, I'm going to be brave and I'm going to try it.
Good job.
There we go. So that's my food. Mandy, tell me, I'm so excited. I think maybe I've read one of these books, but I'm not really sure. So I can't wait to hear all about them.
So the first one circles back to talking about nurses in World War II.
Okay.
It's called The Secret Life of Flora Lee.
Okay.
And it is about two sisters who were, I mean, it's a novel, but yeah, it's about two sisters who were part of the Pied Piper program in England, whereby they moved, and I didn't know about this, so I read this book, but they moved children out of London, like when they started anticipating the Blitz.
Right.
They moved children out of London to the countryside.
Is it The Secret Book of Flora Lee?
No, I think it's The Secret Life of Flora Lee. I could be wrong then. But so all these children moved into the countryside, and these two particular girls were in Oxford. Hold on, I'm looking it up. And
Amazon has it as The Secret Book.
Okay. Maybe it is.
Is that right? I want to make sure I get the right one.
Yeah, The Secret Book. Sorry.
Okay. Nope, I'll change it. I got it.
But so that, and then families would volunteer to take these children in. And so, like, literally they lined them up, put them on a train from London to Oxford, took them to the, you know, town hall and sat them there and lined them up, and people would come by and pick which children they wanted to take home with them. And anyway, some World War II nurses end up playing a part in the whole story. But anyway, I liked it. It was a great book. I enjoyed it. And it kind of flashes back from the, like, 60s.
Okay.
When the girls have grown up to the, you know, during the war, the 40s during the war. So anyway, liked that one. And then the other one I listened to was called The Great Divide.
Okay.
I saw on a New York Times list of great books. It is set during the time where they were building the Panama Canal.
Okay.
And it's told from lots of different viewpoints as well.
I just added both those things to my Amazon wish list.
But it was just a beautiful, sort of beautiful storytelling, really sort of painted a picture of the country, you know? So it wasn't necessarily very plot driven. It was very character driven, but just sort of beautiful language used to paint a picture as well. So
I love that.
Yeah, so that was good. And told lots of different stories. So there was like an American couple from Tennessee who moved to Panama. There were Panamanians who were native. Mm. There were people from Barbados who had come over because it was easier to find work in Panama. So lots of different viewpoints telling the same story. So that was great. So those were the two books I listened to while I watched all the sports.
Concrete Block is still my favorite.
Then my next thing is also circling back to something we talked about before. Picasa, which is the little local boutique that's in Apalachicola and here.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a birthday sale, and my sister gave me a gift certificate for my birthday, so I used my gift certificate and got several things, including the maxi skirt. I have it on, as a matter of
fact. Oh, he's cute. Oh, whoa, Mandy. I believe you.
And it comes in lots of different prints. So this particular print that I got is sort of like a palmy looking green palm print.
So cute.
It comes in a couple of different prints, but it is just so comfortable. is so easy. It is perfect for right now when you don't really want anything touching you.
Right.
Because we live in a wet sock.
Yes.
So I would highly recommend the Bikasa maxi skirt.
Love it. It's really cute, y'all.
So, and then my last thing is the pop-up thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we love a pop-up thunderstorm?
I love it.
In the summertime.
Yes.
Now, and I feel like we didn't have pop-up thunderstorms for a long time. Like, as a kid, I can remember, like, every
all the time.
Pop-up thunderstorm.
And I'm glad y'all have them down there. It has not rained in North Georgia on my house in probably 3 weeks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, we've been having lots of pop-up thunderstorms.
That's
which
great.
Which kind of sucks when you're at the beach for people who are not at the beach.
Yeah.
But I love it.
I do too.
And it cools it off for, 45 seconds, and then it becomes more wet socky.
Yep.
But I just, like, this morning, we had one this morning, and I just love it. It makes you stop. It makes you chill out. It makes you just be quiet for a minute. It's kind of like what you were talking about, watching sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just forces you to be still for a minute.
Yes.
Because it's going to end eventually, and then you can go do what you're going to do.
You can do what you want to do.
But in the meantime, you got to just sit and wait for it to end.
I love that.
So,
I love that.
There we go.
That's
so you're going to be at the beach at the lake for how long?
Mm-hmm. I'm coming back Saturday. It's one of the kids, it's their 15th birthday coming up. So we're celebrating Saturday and she wanted me to stay. So I'm going to stay through Saturday, come back Saturday, late afternoon. And then next week, just writing and reading and all the things.
Good.
Yay.
Right.
How about you? What are you doing for the 4th?
Not a damn thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm keeping Gracie, and I think I'm going to go to Susie's just because I live directly across the street from a public beach access. And I mean, we had been down here for the 4th for several years, but we stayed down in Seagrove at one Seagrove place, which is like the one high rise on 30A.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
Yeah.
Because you can sit on the balcony and you can see fireworks from Panama City to Destin.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But then it's when Etta was still alive. So probably 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Some friends were like, let's walk across the street and, to Edwaline, which is the name of the beach access, and watch fireworks. When I tell y'all, the people are crazy, and the last thing you want to do is be sitting on a beach with a bunch of crazy people setting off fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. One year when we were down here, somebody was setting them off and they got in a dune and started a fire. But this, I don't know. Honest to God, I say this all the time about lots of different things. I don't know how more people don't die.
I wanna.
Because these people, 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Setting up big old fireworks.
Yeah. So I saw it comes in a hat and in a t-shirt I've seen where it says, fireworks director, I run, you run. that's pretty much like every year for us. So
there's just no regard. I mean, I'm not lying when I tell y'all there's probably 150 people sitting there in this. It's not maybe the size of a football field.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
And 100 of them are just setting off fireworks.
Yeah.
So I think I will be staying at Susie's house.
I think you should.
Because Gracie, like, it doesn't bother me, except that they keep going till like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it can't be, I mean, Etta, that one time I went over there and I got home and Etta was like, the apocalypse has happened. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
We must both get in the shower immediately. It's awful.
Bless it.
Yeah. So it's just not a good place for a dog. So no. I think I'll be hanging out at Susie's. And then I said, when are you coming home? She said, Saturday. I said, have you had a stroke?
Yeah.
You do not travel around here on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Unless you are checking in or leaving.
Yeah.
So I said, no, do not do that. So anyway, so I think I'll probably be with Gracie. I don't know. She may come home Friday. She may come home Sunday. I don't know. And then next week, yeah, just more of the same.
Yeah, more of the same.
Which is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, people, it's always fun. Y'all have a great 4th, a safe 4th. By the time you hear this, the 4th will be over. But I hope that you are hydrating to recover from yesterday.
Yeah.
And have a great time. We love you, and we hope you go find your people.
Bye, y'all.